Let's return to the Boomer Planners on Talk Zone. Once again, here are your hosts, Thomas Lee, Howard Hafetz, and David Abrams.
I'm Tom Lee, Howard Hafetz, and David Abrams. We are the Boomer Planners. We're talking about some issues that are really critical. We're going to bring on our guest. Our guest works for a company called Live Home. Live Home, that's L-I-V-H-O-M-E, is a company that's dedicated to finding solutions that it will allow mom and dad to remain in their homes for as long as possible. We all have that concern, and as we mentioned during the earlier segment, it's really important, if you can, to set up a program to allow just that. David, we're going to be talking to Bunny Dibnis, who is with Live Home. How you doing, Bunny?
Thank you.
Oh, Bunny, hi, good. Hi, this is David. Thank you for spending some time with us on our show here, because I really have appreciated the opportunity to use your company's services for my patients. It gives me, as a physician, a really handoff source that I know that the families, as well as the individual elders that are the individual geriatric person, I'm not sure how do you define geriatric? I'm suddenly getting concerned that maybe I'm the subject. But anyway, for the geriatric, setting that paranoia aside, thank you again, and you've been very helpful. And I know we have a series of questions and that we wanted to kind of address. And Tom, why don't you start off?
Well, Bunny, we had the three of us at Boomer Planners have been talking about how to develop a plan. And the basic question is, what can your company do to help a boomer planner helping design a plan for mom and dad?
Okay, you know, that is a great question, and I really appreciate you having me. You know, I think the field of geriatric care management, although we've been around for about 20 years or so, we're one of those best-kept secrets, and you guys are some of the enlightened ones. So basically, it first takes, I think, a little understanding of who we are, because we are a relatively new profession of health and human service professionals. We usually have backgrounds in social work, mental health, nursing. Personally, I'm a marriage family therapist by training of about 30 years, but I'm also certified in care management. So we really focus on the well-being and independence of seniors, and at the same time, and this is really important, is we balance the family's needs, because they can take precedent too, as many of your listeners probably know.
So I think, Bonnie, you raise a really interesting point, and that is allowing the seniors, to the extent feasible, to maintain their independence. I find that that's really critical. What do you think about that?
I think it's really important, and for many, many seniors, the fear is that they're going to lose their independence, and they're going to lose, not only by losing some of that independence, they're losing control over their lives, and they'll hang on in a different way than children, who are most often concerned about health and safety, and they forget about those other kinds of issues that are equally as important.
Bunny, I wanted to ask you, I've had the opportunity to interact with your staff, because they came to my office and introduced themselves, and I was really glad to meet them, and that was a great introduction here. But that's not going to be necessarily how any of the geriatric people in the community are going to necessarily contact a geriatric care manager. How does one find them if you're not specifically referred to, or do you really need to be referred by a doctor? I would think not. Is there a way of
Absolutely not. I mean, the primary organization that I'm involved with is the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. So more and more adult children, primarily, and also concerned professionals, can go on that website to find a professional like me in whatever area they are. So we can find them, the people, word of mouth happens, we do a lot of public speaking, a lot of information is out there, so more and more the media is getting interested in some of the ways we can help the often overwhelmed adult children deal with some complicated issues in terms of their parents.
Bunny, I had a quick question. It's fine for us to be able to locate a geriatric care manager, but I think there's a threshold question. How do you know you need one?
That's a great question. And there's many different questions. There's many different answers to that because for every family is different. I think for most families, they try to do it themselves and they start getting overwhelmed. And many of the families we see, they want to do the right thing. They either don't know what to do, they don't have the time to do it, or because of family dynamics, they can't do it. So we look for a certain amount of red flags, if you will, to have families consider maybe the possibility of using a geriatric care manager. Primary, and this would be more from the professional, when they see an older adult that as they're aging, getting more and more frail and perhaps losing some of their faculties, they don't have family around or social supports, perhaps because family's at a distance or they're isolated for various other reasons. Again, when a person has very complicated medical and psychological issues, it may take more than just a loving child to be able to take care of those. If the family members or the professionals or the older adult is aware that they're in an unsafe environment, and it may be unsafe because the house is in disrepair, or perhaps they have not looked to the ongoing disabilities that often occur with an older adult. Again, for many of the people we see, and as people age, memory starts becoming impaired. So when we start seeing people that are getting confused, it may be the older adult getting confused, or it may be so overwhelming to the children that they don't know what option they hear. A lot of their friends give them advice, and they don't know what advice is good for them. So we as care managers kind of become that expert out there that's seen a lot of beginnings, a lot of middles, and a lot of endings, so we can help make the best solutions for the family. Another time when we're called in is when family members are at odds about the care solutions, and it may be letting an older adult maybe be a little less secure physically but more independent. Perhaps there's questions about how the spending of resources, or if perhaps a placement option might be best for all involved. And then finally, if a family is not happy with what's going on, it's just not working. It's not working because they're overwhelmed or their present care situation is just not appropriate.
Bunny, this is Howard. I'm the financial guy of the group.
Yes, Howard.
And one of the things that we run across all the time in our practice is the need for what you folks do, but the overwhelming financial burden that it very well can be. How do you pay for this? What are the options available to paying for the
really
costs associated?
Good question. And care managers, generally, we are private pay, and most families pay for us themselves. Once in a while, there's employee assistance programs, long-term care insurance, and the like that will cover the costs of geriatric care management. But by and large, most care managers charge on an hourly basis. Sometimes they charge a monthly rate or sometimes a set fee for an assessment.
Do you have a general idea of what a monthly cost of working on a case like you conceivably could be doing?
Sure. Let me give you an example, because I don't know where your audience is, but based on the part of the country, the fees for a geriatric care manager can be anywhere from $80 an hour to $250 an hour. When things are stable and, say, a family lives out of town, or they just want to get that initial assessment, an initial assessment is probably going to take 3-4 hours, and a couple more hours if they need a written report for the court and the like. Standard for us is if we're doing just oversight, becoming the eyes and ears for family, is generally a couple times a month we'll see a family member. So we're talking, maybe $200-$300 a month. When there's a crisis, it can become much more intense and go up to, if there's emergencies where the care manager is really taking the place of the adult child, if you will, in terms of going to emergency rooms, sitting in doctor's offices, advocating for insurance and the like, then it could be several hundred, if not a few thousand dollars.
Well, Bunny, we're based here in Los Angeles, California, so I would guess that that's probably the $250 an hour rate.
No,
am I correct?
No, you'd be surprised. No, that's New York City.
Oh, New York City.
We're someplace right in the middle. You know, probably I'd say pretty much the private care managers are someplace in the $100 to $150 an hour range. So it really, when you consider, we can probably do in about 3 hours what it takes a family member probably 3 months to do. It's a pretty cost-effective way of doing things.
Well, I'm going to plan ahead, Bonnie, and if you tell me where the $80 an hour rate is, I'm going to be moving there shortly. How's that?
I think right in the middle of the country.
Is that what they call the flyover states?
Well, so, yeah, obviously there's geographic differences in this in terms of cost and expenses.
One of the topics that we were going to emphasize through the course of the show today was in keeping the geriatric person in their home. And you mentioned what the advice that the geriatric care manager gives, but this I've been really, really pleased with the assistance that LiveHome in particular has been for my patients and help getting helpful resources that can aid the elder to stay in the home. Could you tell our audience a little bit about how that works?
Sure. I mean, there's two different aspects of that. One is obviously the financial concerns, and that's, I think, on the front of everybody's in mind. So LiveHome specifically and many other care managers have social service backgrounds. So I, for one, come from a social service background, and I keep up on all the entitlement programs. So we may come in for an assessment to keep somebody at home, but we may find out there's other resources to help pay for it through the Veterans Hospital, various respite programs and community organizations out there. So our job is not only to listen to the client and take those concrete issues and put them in and create a plan based on that, but also to find where in the community or public services can help them.
Okay, Bonnie, I appreciate that input. We're going to take a break now here at the Boomer Planners. If you have a question, please give us an email, if you would, at tlee@theboomerplanners.com, or if you wish to call in and speak with Bunny, you can reach us here at 888-463-6748. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.